streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. There are severe weather alerts for every state except Arizona. For large areas of the country, that severe weather is snow and record low temperatures. That could depress turnout for Monday's Iowa caucuses. Holly Moeller in Iowa says,
I wasn't planning on it if the weather's not nice. I live with my 90-year-old mother, so I kind of take care of her. And I probably don't want to take my car out of the garage.
Tonight's NFL playoff game in Kansas City could be one of the coldest.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Across the line, right side, he'll launch it for three at the horn. He got it at the buzzer! To the rim, and he sends it down with the left hand. Right side shooting for the win. Got it! Blocks it, Koenig! Step back three straight on. Got it! Sam Decker. Bo Ryan will win for the 300th time as the head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers. Snaps off another three. Booked it. Oh, my goodness. Don't wake him up. Greg Kaminsky, a single game school record, 43 points.
I can't believe I'm going to say it, but here it comes. The Wisconsin Badgers are going to the Final Four.
Badger basketball is on the air. Today's game is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Fabic Rents for all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. And by SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. Welcome to the Badger Shootaround.
Courtside at the Kohl Center as the Wisconsin Badgers looking to go 5-0 in Big Ten play. It would be their best start in conference play since the conference championship winning season of 2008. The 4-0 Badgers, 12-3 overall, taking on the Northwestern Wildcats. Just a game back in this Big Ten race at this early portion of the season. Chris Collins' team is 3-1 and also 12-3 overall. We're about an hour away from the opening tip. We will check in with Stephen Crowell. We'll, of course, hear from head coach Greg Gard. But coming up, we'll visit with Jesse Temple of The Athletic. He's back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Famous Wurstmacher's Bob and Tony in the smokehouse.
Beef, summer sausage, and salami. And because they're from Usinger's, you know they're the best. Made with all lean beef and imported spices, cured and smoked the old world way. Because quality has been Usinger's number one ingredient for more than a century.
Yeah.
Made right here in Milwaukee since 1880. Usinger's, America's finest Worcester.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you bet.
For generations, hardworking people have relied on Ford F-Series trucks to help grow businesses, communities, families. A legacy of capability and technology that has made Ford F-Series America's best-selling trucks 47 years straight. This is the next generation of built Ford tough. Based on 1977 to 2023 calendar year total sales.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Join Wisconsin women's basketball at the Kohl Center on January 27th at 2 p.m. to celebrate National Girls and Women in Sports Day, presented by Kohl's. The festivities start early with interactive kids' activities, a special halftime panel, and a 50th season lapel pin giveaway while supplies last. For more information on our National Girls and Women in Sports Day celebration on January 27th and to purchase women's basketball tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com.
We can roll over with our Badgers pregame coverage, joined by Jesse Temple of The Athletic. Oh, quite the week for the top 10, or top 11 for that matter, with Marquette losing on the home floor. Number 1, 2, 3, 5, and 9, if I have all that right, have been taken down this week.
I guess we call them upsets. I guess my question to you, Jesse, is as we sit here now toward the middle of January, is maybe the issue there's not a dominant team? I mean, there are really, really good teams like Purdue, and we know all the suspects, but maybe not the dominant team that we thought there might be.
I think this is what you call parity in college basketball. You don't know who's going to win on a given night, which to me makes it even more impressive what this Wisconsin team has done. And the more they keep winning, the more you start to think, maybe they're the favorite to win the Big Ten. I know we're still very early in this process here, and there's a long way to go, but Purdue's lost a couple of games that people didn't anticipate the Boilermakers losing, and now all of a sudden there's this Northwestern game, and the Wildcats are playing very good basketball and are somehow in the upper tier of the Big Ten, but that speaks to the parity that's taken place across the college basketball landscape.
I was thinking about this the last couple of days. I was asked by Madison Radio Station a couple days ago about where would you rate the Big Ten? And my knee-jerk reaction is, well, it's really not that good. However, when you think about it, maybe am I thinking this way and a lot of others because you have Wisconsin at 4-0. Obviously, there's a great tradition there over the last 20, 30 years. But you got Northwestern at 3-1, Minnesota 3-1. Maybe not the usual suspects. Are we maybe not giving enough credit to those programs because they're not wearing a Michigan State uniform, a Michigan uniform? You know what I'm saying? I mean, maybe those teams are better than a lot of us might be led to believe.
Well, they're certainly better than what we thought. And Northwestern in particular, it's very easy to write off the Wildcats after they lost to Chicago State. That Chicago State team, I believe, is 8-15 right now. But that, once again, speaks to what we're seeing in college basketball. Just because you have an off night against a so-called lower-tier program doesn't mean you can't make a run in the Big Ten. I also think some of this has to do with the fact that you look at the AP Top 25 and you don't have a lot of Big Ten teams speckled in there. So normally it's easy to say, well, the upper tier of the Big Ten, they have five teams in the top 15 or top 20, and that's clearly not the case this year. Having said that, there are still a lot of very good teams. And when it's all said and done, this league, to me, still has a chance to get anywhere from 6 to 9 teams into the NCAA tournament. It just depends on how much these guys all beat each other up over the next 2-plus months of the regular season.
Yeah, it is wildly competitive. And I guess fair or unfair, this league will be judged in March, where it has not performed well the last few years. If that changes, then the entire outlook nationally of this league probably changes with it. Do you agree?
Yeah, I absolutely would. It's kind of unfortunate, but this is how we judge a team in a lot of instances. Even if you have a fantastic regular season in the Big Ten, and let's say you earn a share of the league title, that's the bulk of your schedule. And yet, people still want to know, you're defined at what you do in March, and if you make it out of that first weekend, or if you've got a legitimate opportunity to push for an Elite Eight or a Final Four. And that's where, to bring it back to Wisconsin, I feel like this Badgers team is built to last in a way that could be special. And we're seeing it more and more as these victories stack up, including the one against Ohio State, which frankly, the Wisconsin team last year, I mean, you have a 7-plus minute drought and you think there's no coming back from that. And yet this group finds a way to win and continue to roll.
They get A.J. Storr with 15 in the first half, Max Klusman with 18 in the second half. And, you know, to hear Greg Gard, and it's not surprising, yes, the 18 in the second half was wonderful. But not allowing Jamison Battle to even attempt a three in the second half after going 4 out of 5 in the first, that'll get you a lot of points with the head coach. And that's pretty much typical of Max, though, what he does on the defense, isn't it?
Yes, and that's why I think when people look at a final stat line for Max and see that he played 30 minutes and had 4 points, that doesn't illustrate the full value of what he's providing to the team. It's why he has the label of, and this is cliche, but it's still true, quintessential glue guy. And Greg has talked about this too, in the same mold of Josh Gosser, Zach Showalter, you know, those kinds of players who just play well defensively and shut down the other guy's best guard. That's what Klusman does. And if he gives you 18 points in the second half against Ohio State or 20 plus points against Marquette in one half, that's a bonus. And obviously they needed it against Ohio State. It didn't matter what he put up there, it was going in, but that speaks to his confidence on the offensive end as well.
Final thought here in our last minute. Northwestern, when people think of Northwestern, Boo Boo, he comes to mind right away, his 18 points per game. But I was struck by Tom Izzo's comments after Michigan State lost to the Wildcats last weekend about how physical Northwestern is, how he hated it and loved it at the same time. They got some great dudes in this front line. Nicholson, Matthew Nicholson is 280, Luke Hunger 255. This figures to be a pretty physical game today, don't you think?
Yeah, I would have to agree. And again, there's a reason why this game all of a sudden has pretty interesting implications in the Big Ten in terms of where the regular season standings are. It's because of how well Northwestern has played of late. And you're right, Boo Booey's averaging more than 18 points per game, but they've got physicality. They've got all the traits you need to be a successful Big Ten team. And they also have four players in total who are averaging at least 11.5 points per game. So they can score too. And I think that this gives this Northwestern team an opportunity to be successful. But it's been a topsy-turvy Big Ten so far, and I don't expect that to change this week or in the coming months.
So buckle up, everyone. He's Jesse Temple of The Athletic. We'll take a break. More of our pregame coverage coming up, including our Badger Spotlight. We'll check in with Stephen Crowell in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel, good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL, no problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners. Making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison.
This basketball season, let LRS be your MVP in the waste diversion and recycling industry. There won't be any turnovers when it comes to the services that LRS provides its valued customers, especially with services such as waste and recycling collection for businesses, roll-off dumpster rentals, and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovation, or outdoor event. See the LRS difference by choosing the team with over 2,000 dedicated employees that puts trust and reliability first. LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader.
Sean Clary here. I have been told we need to include a younger demo in our commercials. So like your local sports teams, I thought I would bring a DJ to stay.
They're rebuilding in the house. Or shed.
Whoa. Maybe we need to work on that. He is right, though. Check us out at clarybuilding.com for the building of your dreams. Sean Clary out.
Join Wisconsin women's basketball at the Kohl Center on January 27th at 2 p.m. to celebrate National Girls and Women in Sports Day, presented by Kohl's. The festivities start early with interactive kids' activities, a special halftime panel, and a 50th season lapel pin giveaway while supplies last. For more information on our National Girls and Women in Sports Day celebration on January 27th and to purchase women's basketball tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com.
Our pregame coverage continues. Time for our Badger Spotlight. And this morning we will visit with Badgers big man Stephen Crowell, the 7-foot junior out of Eagan, Minnesota, who's averaging 12 points, 7.5 rebounds, better than 2 assists per contest. Had 5.6 boards, 3 assists, couple of blocks in Wednesday's win at Ohio State, playing through a knee issue in that game, had a sleeve on that left knee, but still gave his team 28-plus minutes of run Wednesday night at Value City Arena. But he tips the scales now at close to 250 pounds, so he definitely is bigger and stronger. He is also a little bit older and a little bit wiser. You put all that together and you have a very good big man in the Big Ten.
I think the experience is a bigger thing. Every year you get a little bit more experience. Like you said, with that it comes confidence. So I think not only for me but for Tyler, just trying to dominate that paint every game has been a key for us.
And you probably get a feel for that, right, when the opponents, when you feel like you are getting an edge on them,
yeah,
and they might not be capable of going face-to-face with you, right?
No, for sure. It might not be right away in the game. It might take 10 minutes, but eventually, hopefully, they wear down enough that you just keep going at it and keep getting to the free throw line, keep wearing them out, like you said.
Are you one of those guys, like, if you're going well, is it a jinx to talk about it? Because I'm thinking the three-point shot's been pretty good. So yeah. You good? Hey, I don't want to jinx anything here, but it's like you're picking spots, too,
yeah,
right?
No, I think I just like to shoot the – I mean, I'm open more than I know. I'm open more often than not, but I like to shoot the ones that are kind of in rhythm. I know they're good shots, but I think, like you said, I might have to start taking a couple more here.
How much of it is do you tweak anything fundamentally? Is it just the confidence to knock down, or maybe a combination of both?
I think it's probably a combination of both. Being in the gym all summer, all fall, and then tweaking a couple little things with a shot. But I think the biggest thing with any shooter, any scorer, is just the confidence to shoot it and make it, hopefully.
About the depth of this team, everybody is talking about that. Everybody who watches your team, whether they're Badger fans or just basketball fans, how much of a difference do you think that's made here so far?
It's huge. Just seeing last year, we didn't have much depth compared to this year. It's a huge thing. Just having no drop off and those guys off the bench come in, they all do a great job. And even on the scout team, just having that depth, to have a great scout team that prepares us every day, I think it's a huge thing for us that we didn't have last year.
And talking with Coach Krabbenhoff, when you were first here, you had guys like Nate Reavers, Micah Potter, you know, probably trying to rough you up a little bit in practice, but also you learning things. Now, in turn, you're helping somebody like a Nolan Winter along. Take us through that about, you know, what, obviously he's got a high skill set and is doing great things already. But I imagine you take a lot of pride in that now, being someone who can mentor a younger player.
No, for sure. Just showing him the ropes, and especially how Big Ten, how physical it is. And even just like we were talking about my jump shot, just the little things, whether it's covering a ball screen, rebounding, boxing out, just trying to help him be the best player he can be. Just like you said, those guys like Micah, Nate, Chris Vogt, those guys did for me.
So. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I can't forget Chris Vogt. Yeah. But was it as much as anything just that they passed along or demonstrated every day in practice about how physical this league is? Is that maybe the number one thing?
I think that's probably the number one. For a big man especially, I think that's got to be the number one thing for sure.
Yeah, and this is a league without a shortage of big men. Yeah. I mean, everybody knows about Zach Edey, but it doesn't stop there, does it?
No, every year it seems there's new big men, new guys to guard. So, no, it's fun, though.
This time of year, I've talked with Chucky about it and others. As we talk, you're in the middle of a semester break, maybe a chance to exhale, at least with the academic pressure. Is this one of the times of year you really look forward to?
No, for sure. You're kind of just straight hooping right now, just playing basketball, which is really nice. But and also you get time to do a couple other things outside of hoops. But no, for sure, not having school right now, it's fun.
What was that break like? It was like 4 days off after the Chicago State game and then a ramp up leading up to Iowa.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever seen that here with a schedule between Christmas and New Year's. That'd be pretty sweet.
No, it was a lot of fun, especially getting to go home too for a couple of days and then coming back. But I think the big thing for us is just trying to stay locked in when you have that many days off. We did a few scrimmages, I'm sure you saw, but just trying to stay locked in, keep that conditioning up, was huge for us.
Non-conference schedule, everybody's, again, has been impressed by the number of quad one games that you guys played. You feel as prepared as ever as a team? I mean, it's not this. You guys have had challenging non-conference schedules, but maybe not one quite like this.
Yeah.
Do you feel as ready for the Big Ten as you guys have ever been in your time?
Since I've been here, for sure. I think Coach did that on purpose. He's probably said just playing some of those big-name teams and going down to Florida and doing that. I think it's really helped us prepare for what's to come in the Big Ten, I think. And I think we've done a great job.
Clearly, I mean, obviously the Marquette game gets a lot of attention here. But when you go down there and do what you guys did to Virginia, that maybe kind of showed you guys like, oh, okay. Because it didn't take a superhuman effort from any one player. Yeah. But collectively, was that maybe as much as any game here so far?
Yeah.
Thinking, okay, this team can really
be for
good.
Sure. Especially against a team that's been Final Fours, won championships, and has been there, done that. Just to get a win against a team like that helped us build confidence going into those Marquette games. They're playing SMU, who's a good team, so playing some of those other teams, I think that was a huge first step for us.
It's Badgers junior Stephen Crowell, and that is today's Badger Spotlight. Stick around. Coming up next, our notebook, as our pregame coverage continues. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
My simple solution to the problem was remove people from the scene and help them feel safer.
In response to attacks against Asian Americans, Maddie Park raised over $250,000 to donate cab rides to the Asian community.
There is so much more work to be done. We really need to come together and tackle this issue as a community.
Support the Asian community. Learn how at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Put your phone on D&D, that means that do not disturb when you're driving. And when you're going from point A to B, I need you to stay safe, please, so always sing with me. So put your phone on D&D, that means that do not disturb when you're driving. And when you're going from point A to B, I need you to stay safe, please, so always remember this beat.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, philosopher you thought you is.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Our Badgers pregame show continues. Wisconsin and Northwestern here today. Kamari McGee, by the way, listed as questionable for this one. And that would be a hit if he can't go. He's certainly provided a spark with what he does defensively. We'll get you updated on that as we get closer to tip time, as we're joined now by Brandon Harrison. You know, the one thing that, in a good way, it kind of slipped past the goaltender, to use a hockey term, when Max Klesman became a member of the 1,000-point club, in a good way, because they were important points in a close game. But 1,000 points, man, got to recognize that, don't you?
Absolutely, and you're not kidding. Shout out to our graphic designer who actually reached out. His name is Nolan, and he said, hey, I think I was looking it up, or somebody had tweeted out that Max Klesman eclipsed 1,000 points, and you're absolutely right. Coming in as a transfer like that, we might have let that go, as opposed to a four-year guy that we're monitoring, keeping track of. But, yep, Max Klesman eclipsed 1,000 career points in the game at Ohio State, and what a way to do it. 18 points in the second half to kind of will and carry the Badgers to that win. He had 617 points when he was at Wofford for two seasons before transferring here to Wisconsin. So now he sits at 1,012 points in his career. And another guy, too, that is all over the charts is Tyler Wahl. Notable for Tyler Wahl was that he made his 100th career start at Ohio State. He's only the 13th Badger to make 100 career starts in program history. So.
And Charlie, both of those guys are in the 1,000-point club, but I think both of those guys are known, I think, and appreciated by the coaches every bit as much as what they do defensively, something you know a little bit about.
Yeah, they are. And they're typically overall, they're not just an offensive player, right? They're both ends of the court kind of player. They're the energy guys. So, and Tyler does that every game, right? Sometimes you have to ask him to slow it down a notch.
It absolutely shows, too, with Tyler. He does it all over the court. If you look for Tyler alone, he's chasing all kinds of different records. We can start, like we mentioned, with 100 career starts that he's made, one of only 13 Badgers. But he's also played in 96 wins now over his career at Wisconsin. He's just one away from cracking the top 10 in program history, which is held by Brian Butch with 97 wins. So Tyler has been a big part of what the Badgers have been doing. And he litters the stat sheet. We know that. And it shows in what he's accumulated over his career. Right now he has 695. Five rebounds, which ranks 11th in school history. He's 23 rebounds away from the top 10. He's top 10 specifically for offensive rebounds. He has 206 offensive rebounds. He's 16 away from tying Brian Butch for ninth place in offensive rebounds. He's 139 steals in his career, which ranks 11th. So again, he's right within distance of the top 10 for steals. And he has 74 blocks, which is 20th in school history. So Tyler Wahl alone is all over the record books. He's helped himself a lot, and the Badgers as well. And Stephen Crowell is at 904 career points. That's another one worth mentioning. So Stephen Crowell is kind of in that territory coming up here. And Chucky Hepburn sits, for those wondering, at 822 career points. So
going back to Tyler, every time he passes Brian Butch for something, can we get him a game ball? What
yeah,
do you think?
I think so. No, and I think actually most of Brian's offensive rebounds were because he missed something short and he got it from himself. Yeah.
So. Stat pattern. Stat pattern. Oh, you're 50% field goal after missing a no-footer. You get the offensive rebound. Offensive rebound on the putback.
I'm glad you mentioned that because Max Klesman actually pregame. We made some quick work happen as, again, it kind of slipped past the goaltender there, but we were able to get him a commemorative game ball. And so
nice.
Max Klesman will be honored here for the folks that hopefully are making the trip in and will be in attendance. So it'll be a good way to commemorate Max for his achievement there with 1,000 career points.
It says a lot about this team. You touched on what he did offensively in the second half after A.J. Storr did his thing in the first half. This is a team that can hit you in a lot of different ways and maybe ways that it wasn't able to do last year. That's been a big plus for this team so far.
What I like is that some guys have taken roles and stepped into other places. Chucky Hepburn is one of them. He was almost 13 points a game last season. He's 8. Asking a guy to completely shift and be like, I need you to distribute and play D. Like, imagine that mind shift from that. So, like you said, there's a lot of guys that can strike. It was evident. A.J. Storr first half, Klesman the second half. Tyler was mixing in there. Yeah. Crowell stepped in and stayed really consistent, even with the knee injury just before the game. So, like, I just think that kind of thing gives him the confidence that they're going to pull every one of those little tight situations out. And you can see it. They don't ever panic. They don't ever have that look on their face.
Yeah, Coach Gard will talk about that a lot. It's a mark of a good team when you have that balance and different guys on different nights can step up and do different things. And certainly it's shown in not only the wins and few losses, but also what they've done offensively. It's been impressive. Like you're talking about that balance. They've scored 70 or more points now in 9 straight games. Mm-hmm. They're going for their 10th straight game, hopefully, here today against Northwestern. If they do that, that would be the longest streak that we've had of that kind since 2015. Which that team was pretty darn good. And that stretch of 10 straight games with 70 more points was actually on their run to the Final Four, their second straight Final Four, and that win over Kentucky. So it'd be interesting if they could pull another 10-game run here again.
Sounds like a plan. All right, thank you, sir. I appreciate it. That's Brandon Harrison. That is today's Badger Notebook. More of our Badgers pregame shows coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Normally, when we do a commercial, we talk about all of the options a Cleary building has. We talk about storing your toys or using it for a workshop, but that's not what I'm going to talk about today. I'd like to salute our remarkable team for giving the customer service you deserve. From our engineers to the folks pounding nails, we are proud of each and every one of them, and we think you will be too. So instead of talking about plenty of space for your vehicles, I hope you will give the best in the business a chance. Cleary Building Corp, since 1978.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"Where are you going? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
Little Saturday home basketball for the Wisconsin Badgers as they take on Northwestern. The Badgers alone in first in the Big Ten at 4-0. Right behind them, today's opponent, the Northwestern Wildcats, 3-1 on the season. A come-from-behind win earlier this week at Penn State. By far the most notable victory, though, coming a few weeks ago against the Purdue Boilermakers. So that tells you their best is really, really good. And it was a team that swept Wisconsin last year. So no doubt the Badgers, you won't have to worry about them looking past the Wildcats at all here today. Wisconsin trying to keep its grip on first. It has won five straight and 11 of the last 12. About a half an hour away from the opening tip, we'll check in with head coach Greg Gard, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. Back in a moment. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers live on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK in Amory. Your local station is the best place to catch the excitement of every Badgers play and every score.
It's your hometown radio refreshed. And check out even more live programs with specific content designed just for you on the free Civic Media app. It's the way to take your favorite local station with you wherever you go. Search the app for other Wisconsin sports broadcasts, your local news, information, or music shows live, or listen to podcasts anytime, anywhere.
And keep it here. More live coverage of the Wisconsin Badgers coming up on your local Civic Media radio station, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK in Amory. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
To you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. And by U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is a proud sponsor of the Wisconsin Badgers. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. Now back to the Badger Shoot Around.
Pre-game show continues at the Kohl Center, joined by Badgers head coach Greg Gard. Well, let's give props in advance. The fans who are going to be here today. The roads, I mean, from where I live, weren't real bad, but it's probably a slow commute for some folks. So I guess we'll start with that salute.
Yeah, give yourself a little extra time. Yeah, put it in four-wheel drive if you have it. But no, obviously it's part of what it is. It's welcome to Wisconsin, right? Or the upper Midwest, but looking forward to today and hopefully have a good raucous crowd in here.
There you go. Yeah, breaking news. It snows in Wisconsin in the winter, so we're just making up for some lost time here. You guys at Ohio State, again, a heck of a game. It had all the makings of going down to the final minute, but you guys had a big push. Nice to have various weapons, right? AJ in the first half doing his thing, Max in the second half scoring, but for you, probably his defensive work on battle was as impressive, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think, you know, you hold him to, 1-3 he got off in the second half after really hitting some tough ones in the first half, and it could be very demoralizing, frustrating, but Max stayed with it along with John when he was on him. Chucky had him for just a bit, too, but really I thought, you know, defensively we were able to, after that first segment, maybe through the first media timeout or first 8 minutes, were able to settle in a little more defensively and do some good things.
Steven Crowell, I know, was questionable for the game. He ended up playing 28-plus minutes and did a little bit of a lot. And he looked, he was able to fight through it and looked pretty good.
Yes, sometimes being banged up is the best thing for you because it slows you down a little bit and makes you really stay true to simple things. But, no, it was credit to him for fighting through that. And I know it didn't feel the best, but last couple days he's made big strides, so he's ready to go today.
You know, we have talked all year this year and in the past. This has been what's happened to the number 1, 2, 3, 5, 9, and 11 ranked teams, I guess. I mean, their teams can look so good one day and get humbled the next. It's really kind of same story, different year, though, isn't it?
It is. I think we've talked, you know, ad nauseum, Matt, about the parity, not only in our league, but across the nation, and you're seeing that night in and night out. You know, Nebraska was, you know, the talk of the town a week ago, and now last night at Iowa looked completely different. So you just have to stay the course. You can't get too wound up. Well, like I said, don't get too high and full of yourself when it goes well, and don't bury your head in the sand when things don't go well. You have to, you know, continue to stay consistent, and it's a long, long journey. It's a long season with 30-plus games, so you're going to have some ebbs and flows to it.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll talk more about today's game, the Badgers and Northwestern. Our pregame chat presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Sean Cleary here. I have been told we need to include a younger demo in our commercials. So like your local sports teams, I thought I would bring a DJ to stay. Whoa. Maybe we need to work on that. He is right, though. Check us out at clearybuilding.com for the building of your dreams. Sean Cleary out.
Elevate your ride with Wix filters for peak performance from your vehicle's engine. And you can find Wix filters at your local bumper-to-bumper auto parts store. Whether you're a seasoned pro or a weekend warrior, all the parts and accessories you'll ever need, including Wix filters, can be found at bumper-to-bumper. Or shop with ease online at mybumpertobumperstore.com. Drive with confidence and choose Wix filters at your bumper-to-bumper auto parts store. And thank you for shopping locally. Bumper-to-bumper. Service is the difference. We get it.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel, good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL, no problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
How do you master the game of basketball? With ingenuity. By creating new opportunities to turn post-ups into layups, spin moves into easy steals, press breaks into fast breaks. At UW Health, we use the same ingenuity to treat injuries. We build a team of the greatest minds in sports medicine constantly innovating for the future of sports treatment. As the Badgers' official team doctors, we're dedicated to delivering advanced care every day so any athlete can stay on their A game. UW Health. Remarkable.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
We continue with head coach Greg Gard. Badgers 4-0 in Big Ten play. Northwestern's 3-1, including the win against Purdue a few weeks ago. They were good last year, got in the NCAA tournament. A couple of new faces, but they're really good again. This is legit.
Yeah, it is. You know, it definitely, and you start with right off the bat, as we've said many times, you have good guard play, you're going to have a high probability to have a good team. And with Boo Booey back, it really, I think, solidifies them as one of the better teams in our league. And you mentioned, you know, the Langberg board transfers from Princeton really playing well. Ty Berry's taking a big jump in his game. And then just inside, guys are playing their role. Barnheiser's gotten a lot better. Nicholson and Preston, who we saw when he was at Liberty. Luke Hunger, a three kind of headed monster inside at the five. So it's a team that, like I said, has done a lot of good things. I think the Illinois game was kind of it was like our experience at Arizona. Everything went right for Illinois, and nothing could go right for Northwestern, especially early. So, you know, we know what they did to Purdue. They handled Michigan State with relative ease last week. So it's they went and won here at Penn State, which hasn't been easy to do. So it's a good team.
Tom, I was struck by some of the comments from Tom Izzo last week after they lost. He talked about how physical Northwestern was. He hated it, and then he loved it. They've got the guard play who can shoot. They shoot the threes, but they got some guys who really can throw their weight around too.
They do. It starts with Nicholson up front. Just he's huge. It's 7 feet, you know, 260 or whatever he is. So, but they all play physical. It's not just him. But yeah, they do. They're going to bang you around a little bit and, you know, foul you 50 times and hope only 15 get called. So we'll have to play through that and not wilt to that and counter that against them.
All right, this Badgers head coach Greg Yard. Stay with us. Coming up, our look around the Big Ten, presented by the Big Ten Network. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Her name is Pam Yonke, but you can just call the host of the Midwest Farm Report, the Fabulous Farm Babe.
That's right, and the Fabulous Farm Babe is now part of the Civic Media team on your local station, Lake Air Radio, WLAK, 1260 AM in Amory. Here's show host Todd Alba with the announcement.
She is a broadcast legend. It doesn't matter whether you're a farm person, ag person, a producer, or just a good old Wisconsinite or a Packer fan. Pam Yonke, welcome to Civic Media.
My pleasure, my pleasure. Yeah, lifelong Wisconsinite. I grew up on a small dairy farm in northeast Wisconsin, O'Connell County. Stop and think about the work being done 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to make sure that you and I are the best fed in the world.
Join the Fabulous Farm Babe, Pam Yonke, on Lake Air Radio, WLAK, 1260 AM in Amory.
Your Midwest Farm Report, weekdays from 5 until 6 AM.
Continue with our pregame show. Time now for our look around the Big Ten, presented by the Big Ten Network. A couple of games last night, and it kind of, what Coach Garber and I were talking about a couple minutes ago, just the topsy-turvy nature of college basketball right now. You have Nebraska, which boat raced Purdue earlier in the week, and then it goes to Iowa and gets boat raced. What, 94-76? They couldn't hit a three. Iowa hit a lot of threes. I guess that's just the way it is. I mean, we've seen Wisconsin, a really good team right now, but it's been humbled a couple of times. That's just the nature of the beast in college basketball.
It truly is. When you're dealing with, you know, young men, right, to show up. He talked a lot about it in the pregame show, consistency. Showing up every single game. You're going to have ebbs and flows, but can you handle those? And I think that's what's been really impressive. You and I were talking before the game about Wisconsin. Every time there's a run or something happens, there's not that look of doubt on their face. And I think that's really important when you have and you want to make a championship run. That's what you're going to have to do. But also, you got to show up. Like, every single game you have to show up. There's no easy games. It isn't like, oh, it's, you know, I've heard it before in the crowd. Oh, it's Northwestern. No, it's not. They're going to kick your teeth in like They've done plenty of teams this year if you don't show up.
No, that is for sure. Last night, Nebraska was 4 of 26 from the three-point line. Ooh. Iowa, 15 of 35. Five players in double figures for the Hawkeyes. Indiana protecting the home floor after an ugly performance at Rutgers early in the week. Indiana defeated Minnesota, which the Gophers have been playing well. They were 3-1, now 3-2 in the league, 74-62. We're going to see Indiana here next Friday. The guard play has been up and down. I think that's a nice way of putting it. But that front line with McKenzie and Bacco, Khalil Ware, and Malik Renew, that's a really good front line that Mike Woodson has.
Yes, it is a really good front line. And like you mentioned, if they can figure out the guard play, they're dangerous. That's when the Big Ten, I feel like it's more like it should be two or three teams, but it's going to turn into 11 or 12 that are really, really good. And I think that just makes this whole league so much more fun to watch.
One other game in the Big Ten later today, top-ranked Purdue gets the home floor against Penn State. The Badgers will play at Penn State on Tuesday. Nittany Lions, under Mike Rhodes, their first-year head coach, they really scramble you up. So they play a different way. We'll see how Purdue handles that, and then we'll see how Wisconsin handles that on Tuesday night at the Bryce Jordan Center. And that is our look around the Big Ten, presented by the Big Ten Network. And we continue. Charlie will give you his keys to today's game between the Badgers and the Cats. Back in a moment. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
You're at the game with your girl, and you're going to pop the question. So you take a big swig of overpriced liquid courage. You pull the ring out of your pocket, get down on one knee, and then she says,
I need to go to the bathroom.
And you realize the whole stadium is watching. Proposing on a Jumbotron? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
Hey friends, Matza Matt here for Brewpub Lots of Matza Pizza. You know, so many people are stuck in the moat of mundaneness when it comes to their frozen pizza choice. Same cardboard crust, flavorless sauce, second-rate cheese, you know, all the assumptions of a frozen pizza. Well, it's time to ditch the downer and throw out that theory by diving into a Brewpub Lots of Matza Pizza. Thin, cracker-like crust, a bold, tasty sauce, high-quality meat and veggie toppings, and bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning mozzarella cheese. There is nothing humdrum about a Brewpub pizza. See for yourself. Snag one today from the frozen pizza section at your local grocery store.
At Shields, we know the basketball season is a full-court press from tip-off to final buzzer. Each game presents an opportunity to see your Badgers take the court and compete for the win. So be there for every second to show your support head-to-toe in Wisconsin red and white. Shields has partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to provide your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to start every game with a slam dunk. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Pre-game coverage continues. Wisconsin and Northwestern at the Kohl Center. Time for Charlie's keys to the game.
All right, Matt. You look at them statistically, they're pretty identical. But the big things that stand out to me, if Wisconsin's going to take this game, they have to take care of the ball. Northwestern forces over 11 turnovers a game, which is 7.7 steals. So very handsy in the lane, around the ball, especially off screens. They have to get the ball inside. Crowell, Wall, etc. That has to start there, then let it go outside. You cannot be an outside team with Northwestern or they're going to trounce you. The other thing, get to the line. So that goes back to that getting it into the paint kind of deal. If they get to the line, they are now shooting, making more than the opponents are even taking.
Yeah, the top free throw percentage in the Big Ten as well. They didn't get to the line a ton against Ohio State, but they were nearly perfect at the foul line, and that was a big factor in Wisconsin winning. 76% the Badgers are at the free throw line. Northwestern can score. We talked about Wisconsin's improved offense. Same thing with the Wildcats, and they shoot it pretty well from the three-point line, 38%. That's better than pretty well.
That's very well. And anything close to 40% is exceptional. And so that's another thing. They're really good at the three-point shot, and they've got several guys that can do it. So that's got to be something Wisconsin has to have. Always have a hand up on the closeout and make them do something else. Get them off that line.
Yeah, we talk about Boo Booey, who leads this team in scoring with 18 points a game, but Ty Berry from the three-point line. Only Jamison Battle of Ohio State has been better. Berry knocking it down at a clip of 46% coming into today's game. Those are your keys to the game. We're back with the starting lineups presented by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10. On Lake Air, 1260 AM, WLAK.
Be a part of the resistance. Check out The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Have a good game.
All right, let's get to our UW Health injury update. UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. We had mentioned Kamari McGee is listed as questionable. Looks like he's going to be sitting this one out. He's been under the weather, so they're going to, looks like they're going to keep him out of uniform here today. Everybody else good to go. By the way, Stephen Krah, who had the sleeve on his left knee on Wednesday night, sleeveless here tonight. So that knee all good to go, and that is your UW Health injury update. Now to the starting lineups brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. For Northwestern, Chris Collins in his 11th year now in Evanston. Led his team to the NCAA tournament last year. His starting five. Could have Luke Hunger in there for the third consecutive game. 6'10 sophomore out of Montreal, averaging 4 points per contest. He had 10 points off the bench against Illinois. Played pretty well in what was a tough night for Northwestern. And Collins liked what he was seeing. He's been in the starting lineup now. This will be the third straight game. Otherwise, they got Brooks Barnheiser coming off a career-best 23-point outing at Penn State on Wednesday. 6'6 junior out of Lafayette, Indiana. 14 points and a team-best 7.2 rebounds per game. Ryan Langborg, a 6'4 grad transfer, was a really good player at Princeton. Helped that team to the Sweet 16 of the 23 tournament, averaging 11.7 and nearly 3 assists per game. Ty Berry really playing well. 6'3 senior, 12 points a game, as I mentioned, 46% from the three-point line. And Boo Booey, a 6'2 grad student from Albany, New York, 18 points a game, had 31 in Northwestern's big win against the Purdue Boilermakers a few weeks ago. Same five as usual for Wisconsin. Tyler Wall at 12.6 rebounds a game. Stephen Crowell, 12.7.5 rebounds, better than 2 assists per contest. A.J. Storr at 15 a game. Max Klesman coming off the 18-point second half Wednesday at Ohio State, averaging 8 points a game. And Chucky Hepburn rounds out the starting five, 9 points, 3 boards, 4 assists per game, an assist to turnover ratio of better than 3-1, and lately closer to being better than 4-1. He has just been outstanding in addition to his defensive work. Those are your starting lineups brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. Wisconsin leads the overall series, but Northwestern swept Wisconsin a year ago, winning 66-63 in Evanston, 54-52 here in Madison. Mention Chris Collins, 71 Big Ten wins, tied for second all-time at Northwestern with Bill Carmody. And we are about ready to go. Wisconsin and Northwestern at the Kohl Center on a snowy day. It's winter. It's January. It's Wisconsin. There's a good chance you're going to have some snow. We just had a lot of it. So props to the fans who were in attendance here today. The opening tip presented by Odyssey Greek Yogurt is just moments away. Jumpstart your day with thick, creamy, all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruit. Odyssey Greek Yogurt. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
For generations, hardworking people have relied on Ford F-Series trucks to help grow businesses, communities, families. A legacy of capability and technology that has made Ford F-Series America's best-selling trucks 47 years straight. This is the next generation of built Ford tough. Based on 1977 to 2023 calendar year total sales.
Monday, you're already late for work. You scramble, putting on pants while brushing your teeth in the dark. And you're starving. Starving. But the only thing in the fridge, Friday night's leftovers. Oof. A three-day-old curry beef burrito for breakfast. Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
At Shields, we know the basketball season is a full-court press from tip-off to final buzzer. Each game presents an opportunity to see your Badgers take the court and compete for the win. So be there for every second to show your support head-to-toe in Wisconsin red and white. Shields has partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to provide your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to start every game with a slam dunk. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Any team can be conquered with the right playbook. It takes human ingenuity to craft and adapt the plays that will defeat even the strongest opponents. The moves that dominate on the field, the court, the ice. And cancer treatment is no different. That's why UW Health Carbone Cancer Center uses ingenuity to combat complex cancers. As the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin, we're proud to write the playbook on fighting cancer so you always have the number one team in your corner. UW Health. Remarkable.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, Badger basketball is on the air. It's time to turn up for tip-off on Wisconsin.
Plesman off the right wing, and the lane goes up left hand. Good off the glass. Stamps off a three, right side. Book it. Chucky Hepburn for three. Crowd to the rim. Slam dunk.
Badger basketball is brought to you by Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. And by Menards, save big money at Menards, proud partner of Badger basketball. Tip-off is just moments away. Let's go courtside. Here's the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePage.
Good morning from the Kohl Center in Madison, alongside Charlie Wills, our engineer Dave McCann, and Aisha Jackson back at our network studio. This is Matt LePage. We welcome you to Wisconsin basketball as the 12-3 Badgers, 4-0 in conference play, taking on 12-3 Northwestern. The Wildcats, 3-1 in league games. Before Charlie and I help get you ready for this one, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Well, Charlie, fans need to get used to the fact that Northwestern's pretty good. It was a tournament team last year. Chris Collins getting them back a few years after they went in the first time, and then they went through some down years, got back to it last year.
They're 3-1. They beat Purdue. Yeah, they lost to Chicago State. You can't ignore that. But they're good. Their best is really, really good. And as you said, nobody in this league can take a day off. If you do, you will get embarrassed.
Yeah, Coach Collins is really building a special program. I know he's, what, seven years, I believe, is as long as he's been there. And every year there is some changes. Guys are transferring, that kind of stuff. But, man, the energy, the different type of bodies you need. And you know in this league, if you have deep guard play, you have a good, solid core inside, you're going to do some damage. And that's what they've been doing. They've been chipping away. What I'm super impressed about is these steals, the hands, how handsy they are. They cover all the gaps, and I think that's one of their key things that, and why they're winning so many games.
As you mentioned, nearly 8 steals per game, and they've been really good at protecting the basketball, only 9.5 turnovers a game. They got away with the performance against Penn State where they turned it over 18 times. But they overcame that because they're a better offensive team. They went on a 15-point run. We talked about Wisconsin.